No limit, Larry in here, morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gap the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah, this is my spot, yeah. Morning Mad House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This is my spot, yeah. Morning Mad House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning Mad House, don't stop. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop, and I'll be clocking in for y'all. Y'all know what today is. Today is a hump day, another chilly day. Second day of fall, y'all. Fall came in, but woo, drop these temperatures down in the morning. But it's going to heat up this afternoon to almost 80, 77 degrees is your high for the day with sunshine. For most of the day, clouds coming in later on, and then a slight chance of rain later on tonight. But other than that, should be beautiful weather-wise. 52 degrees right now. And in the Madhouse River this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next day.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with
it? Hey, nothing. How you
doing? Man, welcome to Hump Day.
Let's do it.
Yeah?
I'm wonderful.
How was your night last night?
No, same old, just out here working hard.
All right, also in the Madhouse River this morning, y'all say what's up to Birthday.
I say good morning.
ATL.
Good morning.
Tennessee.
Good morning.
VA.
Good morning.
All the way back to Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
Them some of the folk that were checking in with me yesterday on my live, so shout out to them. What up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you feeling in the morning, big dog?
Feeling good. You know, it's one day closer to Friday, so I'm straight.
Hump day.
Come on now.
Working woman wins.
Come on now.
Doing it for the ladies.
Come on now.
Shout out to all them ladies out there.
This is for the ladies. This is for the ladies. It's Working Woman Wednesday.
Hey! I came in too early. I was excited.
Too hot.
Too hot and too hot. Was I on time?
No. That's not at all. Did you hear what you was
saying? Well, hot could be, you're too loud.
No, not in that instance.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Did you not hear yourself? Why did you ask the question?
I don't have my headphones on.
But I was in the microphone.
I didn't have my headphones on. I couldn't hear myself because I'm on. Shut up. How you doing?
I'm good.
And Burpee got banned yesterday from the Rain Tree Golf Course because he was out there dancing and driving the golf cart all through them people. All through them people golf course.
Y'all listen to Larry
out like. There trying to act like he play golf. Get what he going to say, Jessica?
What?
I took golf at A&T.
Yeah,
If you went for 5 years and then graduated, you had to take a lot of classes.
I took a golf class as an elective.
Yeah, you took a lot of classes as an elective. Did you elect to get a degree?
No, I chose not to get that. I chose to get on about it there.
You owe your daddy forever, man. You wasted all your daddy money. 5 years, you ain't come on with no paper?
It'll be all right.
Nah, hell nah.
I think I'm doing pretty damn good.
You still owe me for paying for this college.
Be straight.
You know. You owe your daddy and your stepdaddy me.
You ain't no damn. All right. All right, let's go down today.
Now we had fun, man. We went out, me and Bert went out, hung out yesterday at the Rain Tree Golf Course with Eastwood Homes. They raise money each and every year for the LaVie's Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. So it was real fun. Bert was actually golfing. I was riding on the golf course.
I was beer.
Yeah, I was the food and beverage truck. The food and beverage cart, I'm sorry. And I learned a lot about golfing yesterday. I actually learned something. And I learned that, they on a real golf course, they actually have people to do that day. And they make a pretty good salary. Mm-hmm. I think I want to do that as a part of my profession.
Golf takes too long.
It do. It is a long time. Yeah, 18 holes is a long time. Well, it might have just been you because you was hitting the ball everywhere.
No, I wasn't.
When I saw you,
It was you.
Are you going to blame me for your inadequacies?
I started messing up till you came over there.
So you going to blame me for your inadequacies?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It was you. Get out of my face while I'm playing golf.
Shout out to everybody that came out, though, man. It was a fun time. Speaking of fun time, we're going to have a fun time inside the Madhouse today. $3,500 could be yours if you log on to power98fm.com. And we got to give up $1,000 in cash. Well, we got $1,000 for somebody. We tried to call somebody yesterday, but they phone went on.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess they do need a date. What, Jessica?
We called them.
We did call. Oh, y'all caught a winner yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Y'all already gave them
already
money?
Already been taken care of.
Oh, well, I know the first person we tried to call, their phone went on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they need $1,000 to pay their phone bill.
When you went to go get your golf garb.
Yeah.
We had called them back.
Yeah. Was they excited?
She was excited.
It was a girl?
Yeah, it was a girl.
Okay, that's what's up. We should be giving money to women anyway. Speaking of women, you know what it is. It is a working woman wins. And ladies, get ready for that. And of course, coming up right around the corner, we got your Madhouse question of the morning, as well as, you know, we kicking off working woman Wednesday at our 6 o'clock hour. Let's get it started with, your boy. It's my boy, Pastor RJ Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. What do others see when they look into your eyes? Do they see bold commitment? Do they see pride or arrogance? Fear or faith? Our eyes are important. And Jesus declared that our eyes are either good or bad, depending on what we fix them on. It's only by keeping our eyes on Jesus that we're able to completely follow him in obedience. It's a matter of focus, and it's not impossible. That's why we have the Holy Spirit and God's Word to help us see. Your spiritual eyes reflect what is already in your heart, but it can also change your heart. So, keep your heart pure today by keeping your eyes on Jesus. I'm Pastor RJ Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
None of Larry the Wonder Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 6:02, 2 minutes out to 6 o'clock. Talking to one of our listeners on the phone. What's up, big dog? How you feeling this morning?
Oh, feeling great, man. Just got off the 12-hour shift, so I'm feeling great, man.
Mm. Where you work at, big homie?
It's Drexel Mine, Duncan, South Carolina, man. South Slick, Spartanburg.
Oh, yeah, I got a ticket in Duncan, South Carolina one time before. I was flying through there, but them sheriffs pulled me over so fast.
Hey, they serious, ain't they?
Yeah, they serious. They serious.
Hey, I'll be laughing. I forgot the topic that Larry be doing sometime, but what he's saying, y'all do some kind of segment where it's, I don't know if it's stupid, something about in South, it's happened in South Carolina a lot.
Oh, crazy news Thursday. Yeah, okay, Florida and South Carolina is at the top of the list.
Yeah. Hey, boy, he say South Carolina a lot, boy.
Well, you was calling us this morning to talk to Jessica to tell us what about Jessica.
Yeah, I just wanted to inform her. I want to know if she had a cousin by the name of Alicia Smith that's on TikTok. Because to me, they almost can go for twins. I just wanted her to check her out.
I just pulled up Alisha Smith on TikTok, and yes, these first three pictures look like an older Jessica, especially this one.
Yes, sir.
Where she's sitting, I think she's sitting in the bed or on the car or something. Oh, yeah. When I pulled it up, I was like, that's Jessica, but it's, yeah, she looked like Jessica.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, big homie. You be safe this morning.
Hey, y'all enjoy your day. Appreciate it, man.
All right, man. Coming up, we popping out Working Woman Wednesday. Yeah, y'all go look that up and tell Miss Jessica she look like that later. What it later look like. However y'all want to say it. Hey, 6:03, 3 minutes out to 6 o'clock coming up. We got your Madhouse question of the day. Chris Brown, Young Thug, we going crazy. Charlotte's plug. Woo, it's cold. 52 degrees. Power 98. No living Larry, the boy, the Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 6:06, 6 minutes out to 6 o'clock. And yep, it's time for it. Your Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
All right, Madhouse Nation, here is your question of the day. We want to know, can you be friends with your ex's new boo?
So, like, we dating, we break up, and you get a new boyfriend, and I'd be cool with him?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it depends. Well, yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, you can. As a matter of fact, bro, I'm going to tell you how she crazy. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with her. I'm going to tell you what she like to eat, and I'm going to tell you a couple other things she like. Yeah, I can be friends with my ex's new boo. Huh?
You petty.
I'm not petty. I'm trying to help you out, big dog. I'm going to help you out.
You petty. How
is that petty, bro? I'm trying to help you.
Come on, say it like.
Well, you know. You know. Trying to help you out.
You bet.
I'm not going to go out seeking that relationship. Like, oh, that's you date him now? Okay, we should be friends. You know, like, I'm not going to do that. But, I mean, if the opportunity presented itself, I'm not going to say no to a friendship just because they are dating my ex. No, I'm not going to do that. But I'm not going to go out here and seek it out.
I will.
Yeah, let me holler at you, big dog. Come
no,
on, let's go.
Let's go
hang out and get some drinks.
Justin said she not going to. She not gonna say she not gonna be friends just cause no, I will. I don't wanna be your friend after we break up. Why I wanna be your new boo friend?
What if?
But I'm petty.
Yeah, like,
oh, okay.
If,
but I'm petty.
No, hell no, I don't wanna be for what?
So, okay.
We not gonna have a relationship anymore, so why would I care about who you date? It's not that I don't wanna be your new boo's friend, it's just that we're not gonna have a relationship any longer, so I don't care about you.
But that's not necessarily
true. That doesn't have
true.
Anything to do with. Your ex is that person that they're dating doesn't have anything to do with your relationship with the ex.
Right.
That person is a completely different
no,
entity.
What I'm saying is,
and
I'm
what
not...
if that person has qualities and traits and things like that you like?
You're the one better.
I don't care nothing about your qualities. You could be an amazing person, but I'm not gonna be friends with my ex anymore. So therefore, there will be no relationship with.
How you know? You might meet him separately.
Yeah.
Then. You could meet him separately.
As a grown ass man, I ain't gonna need no new friend.
But I'm better though. But I'm better though.
Hey mom, let me tell you about this new friend I met.
Nah, you could be. We go out to bars, we go out places, we go out to the club.
I mean,
and he might be in the club. You meet him, and be like, oh, you know, such and such. Oh, you date such. Oh, I use a day.
Yeah,
up.
So but we're not gonna be friends.
At this age, are you saying at the age that you are right now?
Hell yeah.
No, hold on. Listen to my question.
Mm-hmm.
At this age that you are right now, you are making friends is off. It's a closed door. That's a done deal. You're done with that.
You will meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as friends being in my close circle, my inner... Nah.
Wow, Bert.
I disagree with that.
Leslie and I just met, what? She started working here maybe, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
About 3-4 years ago.
And we're very, very... Like, she is a close friend of mine.
Yeah.
So... If I had that mentality, then I miss out on meeting great people.
Yeah. So when did you meet Doc Reed, Burp?
When did I meet Doc Reed?
Yeah. Y'all friends, right? Right. And y'all friends, right?
Yes. We're cool. But Doc, I wouldn't put Doc in the same breath that I would put. You met my homeboy, Jamar. I wouldn't put them in the same category.
That's what's up.
Because I've known Jamar for 20 plus years.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay.
So Doc is not
not your new friend. He's not one of your new friends.
He's not my best friend in the world.
I didn't say your best friend. I said, you said I don't meet
that
new
is a
people.
New, that is a new, like y'all. I met y'all, what, 5-6 years ago?
Don't put us
like
in that category.
Well, Larry,
Larry, you don't count.
I don't like you.
Yeah, I definitely don't like you.
But as far as...
Let me know where I'm standing.
In the same circle as...
Well, we know now, Jessica. I already said it. He didn't got to finish this. How we get up?
No. I'd like to hear from him. Let me have receipts, Larry.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we all are cool. We all met, and we all mesh.
Stop telling lies.
Shut up.
Don't lie to these people on this radio.
But as far as that, you have, Jessica, you've had friends that you've had for over 10 plus years. Larry, you got friends you've had over 10
right.
plus years.
But I meet new friends all the time. I meet new friends all the time. You know what? Because you cut yourself off and you just never, you never know how you're going to meet somebody that could possibly change your life and develop.
It ain't going to be my ex, Nubu.
A new friendship. You never know. Hey, if he can take me to the next level, to the next level of Jumanji, I'm trying to get there.
If you can handle her and I don't like her, I don't like you either.
You petty. Ooh, you the possessive petty little boy.
That's not possessive.
That is possessive.
You have to learn how to release.
And let go.
That's the thing. I'm cool. I'm just not going to be... Seeking out my ex's new whatever.
Why not?
But that was not the question, Burpee. The question was not,
can you be
are you going to seek out your ex's new boo to be friends with? That was not the question.
Can you be friends with him?
It might be a situation like what Larry said, where you just run into him. You might run into him while you're watching the Washington Redskins play, and he's
football team.
First of all, they're not the Redskins.
Whatever, football team play, and he's as big of a fan as you, and y'all are in there, y'all watching the game, and y'all really, really hit off. And then you find out that this is your ex's new boo. Do you automatically just, okay, well, I can never watch a football game with you again?
No, you can come watch the game. I'm not going to be your friend. I'm not going to ask you for your phone number. I'm not going to ask you to go come watch the game with me again. If you come to the bar again, then I'll see you there. But I'm not going to ask you.
What happens if you get the number and y'all have hung out maybe like 3 or 4 times? Like
that, that actually happened to me.
And then you find out that he is now dating your ex. Do you shut it? Do you cut it off?
Shut it down. That happened
wow.
to me.
Wow. My girlfriend.
My girlfriend before I met Stesha.
Clean that up. Her boyfriend
and I were actually in summer school together. We were in the same hall. We would play video games. We were chilling. And once I found out who he was, no, sir.
Hold on. Let me just point out the fact, right? That was when you were in high school.
College.
Mm-hmm.
I was grown.
You are now, as a grown-ass man, still operating the same way that you were in college.
Same theory applies.
You know, some people just stay stagnant in life. And they stay in the same place.
To each his own. It works for you.
I bet you if that dude was one of them 4 to 5 people that come see Burpee in the Albemarle, he'd be his best damn friend. How do we get in on this, Jessica?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, hey, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8788.
If he was my friend, he wouldn't have to pay for the ticket, but he gonna pay for that damn ticket.
Then. Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
After a 12-hour suspension, Kanye West is back to letting his Twitter fingers do all the talking. In his latest rant, Kanye declared himself the head of Adidas, and he managed to get jabs in at Puma, too. He says, all Puma designs are embarrassingly trash. He says, I will personally design Puma and Adidas and make everything okay. Adidas nor Puma have responded to Kanye West on Twitter. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quick.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Coming up, we pop it off Working Woman Wednesday. Wednesday for the ladies. So, ladies, we're going to get y'all to answer our Madhouse question of the day, which is, could you ladies be friend with your ex's new boo? Because it is a proven scientific fact that ladies are more petty than men. So we're going
to... Really?
I've seen this thing.
After we just had this conversation.
Burp is the only petty man that I know.
You was a lie. Larry, your mama called you petty.
Well, that's because my mama be wanting all my money. My little bit that I got, she want it all. If I got 100 in the bank, she want 99. So ladies.
Nonetheless, it's petty.
So, ladies, could you be friends with your exes and new boos? I'm at our question of the day, so tap in and answer that question. 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. And coming up, Miss Jessica's pick today is your Madhouse Classic Throwback.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Time, baby. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without you, baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, guest only, your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar overachieving.
Keep on the grind, working all week.
MVP, baby.
You the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she working and she grinding, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding, working and she grinding, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding.
Shout out to all them working ladies out there working in your house clothes this morning. You know, probably got to be to work at 6:30. Just got up at 6:25 and went downstairs and clocked in. And yeah, I know how y'all do. Still got your pajamas and rollers in your hand, everything, and ain't even got dressed for work, but ain't on that computer playing with them white folk money. All right, so this morning we talking to all the working ladies about our Madhouse question of the day, and the question is what, Miss Jessica?
We want to know: can you be friends with your ex's new boo?
So you break up with somebody, they get somebody new. Ladies, could you be friends with his new boo? All right. 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. Good morning, Ms. Lady.
I'm great. How you doing today?
I'm good. So the question of the day is for you ladies is, could you be friends with your exes and new boo?
It depends. It depends on whether or not I still have feelings for
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yeah, because you cannot be friends with somebody and see somebody every day with somebody else you still got feelings for.
Murphy.
But the thing about it is, if you want to see that person happy, I want to see you happy, I want to see you loved, then I'm going to let you go on and do your thing and I'm going to be cool with it.
The only way that I could see me not wanting to associate with that person is if it was a bad breakup. And I still have feelings for that person, like the caller said, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at that point, I'm trying my hardest to remove anything regarding my ex out of my life.
I got you.
So, I don't want my ex's new boo, nothing like that, because I'm trying to get over a bad breakup. But I think that, if I'm thinking about it, that would probably be the only reason. I mean, other than that,
yeah, like, so
I'm moving on.
If y'all have everything is cool and the breakup is mutual, then we can be cool.
Yeah, because both of us agree that, like, we're not good together.
Right.
We made that adult decision that both of us are not good together. So, at that point, I'm fine. But I'm also not going to run out there and be like, so who's your next boo? Can I be friends with him? Like, I'm not going to do that.
I'm not
seeking the relationship out.
We're not saying that.
If
but
it happens, then I'm not opposed to it.
So, like, let's just throw this in there. Say, you have a kid by somebody, right? They move on. You know what I mean? So, you know, you're still going to have to associate with that person because you have a kid by them. So now you have to associate with them and their new person.
Yeah, that's different.
It's the same thing, though.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Because if there's a kid, then you're going to be around them.
Not necessarily.
If there's a kid involved,
not necessarily.
You see them more often than you would like to.
But still, though, you still might have to. And there are certain situations where you're still not cool with their new boo.
I
agree with that.
I see this all the time.
Situation
on my Facebook.
I don't think that you have to be that. Even in that situation, you have to be that person's friend.
You say you don't have to be that.
Yeah,
friend.
You don't have to be their.
Yeah,
friend.
That's what I'm saying.
You should still be cordial to that person.
Yeah, but you don't have to be their.
You
friend.
You should have some type of relationship with that person. But I mean, us being friends, you don't have to do that.
570-WPG 1-800-525-0098. Ladies, can you be friends with your ex's new boo?
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
She go to work every day just to get the bills paid. Monday through Friday and sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she gonna do it. She gonna get to a check. Hold up, now listen to this. It is working Walmart Wednesday. Working Walmart Wednesday, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wait.
Can't forget about Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wait.
Can't forget about Wednesday. Working Walmart Wednesday.
That's what they call it.
Yeah. Working.
Talk to him.
Walmart Wednesday.
All right, man. Spot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, Working Woman Wednesday. We're talking to the ladies today. Ladies, the Madhouse question of the day is, can you be friends with your ex's new boo? Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to us. Can you be friends with your ex's new boo?
So, I personally cannot. And like Ms. Jessica said, I can be cordial. We may even be acquaintances, but not friends. When my ex, who we have a child together, he had a little girlfriend, and she was really friendly.
Not a little girlfriend. Not a little girlfriend.
Yes, a little girlfriend, because, you know, I'm pretty petty.
Living your truth, I love it.
And she was really sweet, and she would invite me to, like, functions of hers. And I'm just like, baby, your boyfriend, I have a restraining order against him. So
oh,
I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to go to any, like, functions. But thank you for the invite. So, yeah, I can be cordial. We can even be associates. But as far as, like, a friendship, absolutely not.
Why are you so petty, though? Because you said you was petty. Why are you so petty?
Because I'm from Brooklyn, and a lot of us are, you know, pretty petty. So I'm going to put that out there. Us Brooklyn people are very petty. So yes, I personally cannot. We can be cordial. I can be respectful of you and your relationship. That's probably not gonna last. But as far as like a friendship, absolutely not.
It's probably not gonna last.
Well, thank you, Patty, baby.
No problem. Bye, y'all.
Bye. She is truly living in her truth. She is truly living in her
no
truth.
No problem.
You gotta respect that, though. You gotta respect that. Good morning. Can you be friends with your ex's new boo?
Absolutely. Me and my ex-husband, he had a new boo, and she was there for 10 years and had a relationship with my children, so it was very easy to be friends with her, and we're still cool to this day. The problem is when they get multiple boos and you're trying to figure out how you're going to build all these relationships.
So you got children involved?
Children involved, absolutely. And they're not together anymore, and she still checks on my children, gets them like they're her own. So, yeah, we mad cool.
Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, can you be friends with your ex's new boo?
Well, I was married for 7 years, and we split up, and I'm actually friends with his new boo. We have 2 kids together, and me and her actually do his virtual school together.
Now that's dope. I'm glad y'all could work that out like adults.
So, it was, I mean, we were friends before, actually, me and her, and they dated before me and him got married.
Oh, wow.
So, might as well.
That's different. So you stole him from her.
kind of, but now I got him back.
They be leaving out details.
Yeah,
they do be leaving out details.
You gonna steal them from your friend, and I mean, y'all might as well remain friends. Y'all just had the same guy.
Y'all might as well just get in a throuple. A three relationship.
A what?
A three relationship.
What was it before? A throuple. Like a couple, but a throuple?
Yeah, a throuple.
I hate you. Madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD is, can you be friends with your ex's new boo? So y'all can go to our Instagram pages. Jessica, what's your Instagram?
At Hey Miss Jessica.
You can check me out at I Am No Limit Larry.
Or on my page at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
Or if you want to tell your story, you can definitely hit us on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, 704-227-8780. Fellas, you can chime in too. Coming up, we're going to let y'all shine. Please, we about to let y'all shine. Your kid's doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Shine from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here, Boston. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Power 98, good morning. We trying to shine.
I would like to let my daughter Renisha Crowder shine for doing so well with her kids and her new apartment.
Oh, not the new apartment. That's our first one?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man.
And I'm very proud of her.
Ain't nothing like that first apartment. Y'all remember y'all first apartment? What was your address?
800 Greenhaven Trace.
800 Greenhaven Trace. Jessica, what was your first apartment address?
I know it, but I would prefer not to say it.
Why not? Ain't nobody, you don't live there no more.
You still live there?
But it's still attached to my name, and I would prefer not to say that information on the air.
Okay, I got you. 3001 Tacoma Street right there off of in Forest Brook. That was my first apartment. My first apartment.
Mine in Greensboro. Ain't nobody touched my name.
They can go attach whatever they want to it. There you go. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, where to do?
On my way to work right now.
Oh, who is this right now?
This is Destiny, and I just wanted to let my whole team at Chapman Elementary shine from the janitors all the way up to the principal.
Okay, what elementary?
Chapman Elementary.
Where that's at?
in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Sparkle City, where all the girls are pretty.
Power 98, you letting somebody shine this morning?
Yeah, I want to let Miss Honesty, son, Kimon Claiborne, shine this morning. He's 4 years old.
He a 4-year-old?
Yeah.
All right.
He's doing good on the books.
Man, that's what's up, man. Tell Keon, keep reading, man. Reading will take you a long way because reading is fundamental.
Why you laughing? Reading is fundamental.
So profound. Deep. Hold on. Let me get my mind right. You say it again. I need to understand.
You get on my nerves. You get on my nerves. You get on my nerves.
Hold on.
Ain't no hold on.
Missing.
Reading is fundamental.
Woo, child.
That was deep. That was deep, man. That was deep.
Y'all get on my nerves. I hope when you leave out this building, you fall down.
I hope when I leave out this building, I can understand the validity of what you just said.
Read it is fundamental.
There's some brick monsters out there.
Brick monsters?
Yeah.
What is a brick monster?
On the little sidewalk right now.
What is a brick monster?
A little piece of brick be sticking up and trip your ass up.
Man, you got somebody you need to let shine today.
I do, man. I want to let somebody shine right now. I want to let Angela Simmons shine. She was diagnosed with breast cancer back in March, early March, April, and she fought through breast cancer. She went to work every day while she was in chemo, and she's now cancer-free. And she about to be a whole new person. She said they about to give me some, she had a double mastectomy.
Boy.
Yeah, said that. And she said they about to give me some whole new body. She said, I'm going to be a whole new person. Y'all ain't going to be able to tell me who I am no more. So shout out to Angela Simmons, man. You deserve to shine this morning.
I want to let Great Dane shine, lady that called in this morning. She called away from all the way from Seattle, Tacoma, Washington. She won the
Larry, she was in Seattle.
I know.
Tacoma is a completely different city.
They the same thing. They're right there beside each other. But no, she says
wait,
she,
what?
He's on one day. I don't know what the hell's wrong with that.
She says she get up and listen to us every morning at during our time. So that means it's about 3 o'clock in the morning out there in Seattle, Washington. She gets up, she gets on the app and listens to the Madhouse. So let you shine for doing that and just, you know, man, yeah, for keeping us in your life and allowing us to be in your life. Go on and shine, baby. Shine, 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 yeah. And I want to let my man, what's his name? Nokia, the boy that played for Denver. What's his name?
What?
What's the boy name that played for Denver?
Jokic?
Yeah, him right there. Lord. Let them Denver Nuggets shine. They beat them Lakers last night. But Jamal Murray was on one.
You're
he was out there bringing light skin back all by himself.
You're a hater.
I'm a hater. Because I'm getting him a shout out. You team jumper, you shut up.
Who goes against him?
Somebody like LeBron. It's Jessica's on the way with you know the neighbor news dropping at 7:24. Yes, Denver beat the Lakers last night, just in case you fell asleep on the game. Denver did go ahead and win. Series now 2-1. Let's go, Denver!
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap. No cap.
Right, coming up, I got your Nosy Neighbor News. Tamar Braxton is breaking her silence. Vanessa Bryant and her mother are going at it publicly. And some folks are upset with Chance the Rapper. Why are they upset with him?
They're saying that he hasn't been to Chicago to do something. Like he was supposed to do something in Chicago and he didn't come do it. So that's why they made up.
Cause he's too religious now.
That's why you mad at him, Bert?
No. I'm just saying that's why people mad.
Okay. We'll find out why folks are mad with Chance the Rapper. Yeah. This is an interesting story. Coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
that. Now, what the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, September 23rd. Tamar Braxton is breaking her silence. In a long Instagram post, the singer wrote, "God, thank you for saving me. You know my true heart. Despite what the world may think of me, you kept me here for a reason. You are a God of second chances, and this second chance I won't take for granted. The world can often be a dark place, but I must resort to you for my light." We wish Tamar nothing but the best on her new journey. If you want to read her full post, I have it up for you on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. You can check it out there. Chance the Rapper hopped on Twitter with a special message. He said, "Ask your mom who to vote for. Vote for who she says." Chance explained to his followers that their mothers have been through a lot and she would be able to give them some perspective, but that's not how Twitterverse took it. Fans fired back at Chance, saying their parents don't share the same political views as they did. One even engaged with Chance the Rapper. They went back and forth. That person said that their mother was voting for the status quo oppression. They didn't like Chance's message. Once again on Twitter, Vanessa Bryant and her mother are going at it publicly. Her mother accused Vanessa of kicking her out of the house following the death of Kobe and Gianna Bryant. Vanessa responded by saying, "My husband and daughter passed away unexpectedly, and yet my mother had the audacity to do a television interview speaking negatively of me while shedding tears for a car and a house that weren't even in her name." She also added that her mother has not been physically present or emotionally supportive of my daughters or me since late January during the tragedy. "Now I see what is most important to my mother, and it's more than painful. I hope that everything that is coming out about our personal relationship ends here." Singer Kalani is reassessing her approach to social media after someone leaked her address. It was on a Stan account on Twitter. The tweet was removed. However, the singer is making a move due to the incident. She told fans, "Super not cool. Taking a major space from my supporters. Don't ask why. Will no longer be so responsive or will be MIA from interaction. It's a wrap." Happy birthday to Ray Charles, Anthony Mackie, Lisa Ray McCoy, and Jermaine Dupri. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica.
The neighborhood. Power 98.
All right, Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News. Yes, she did. She told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Chance the Rapper. Well, what did she say about Chance the Rapper? 570-WPEG. First caller through, correct? That's what they're getting, Miss Jessica.
They are going to win tickets for a Mike Epps Hip Hop Party on Demand.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG.
Hit the hashtag.
Find out why Larry's mad.
You damn right I'm mad.
Only on Power 98. Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media.
Come on.
At Power 98 F.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 76. Right about now, it's about 52 degrees, partly cloudy skies, and you know what time it is. It is 7:40, and it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Okay, hashtag Larry Mad, you know, on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry. Today, Larry Mad is being brought to you by NBA 2K21. You want your copy of NBA 2K21? Power 98 has your chance to win a copy of NBA 2K21. NBA 2K21, everything is game out now on Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, PC, and Stadia. NBA 2K21 available now, rated E for everyone. Log on to power98fm.com for details so you can get that NBA 2K21. You know, we always putting y'all on game, and we always got the latest, hottest items for you to win. So stop by our website and check it out, power98fm.com. All right, today, Larry is mad at Mr. Brick Squad, a.k.a. 1017, a.k.a. Goo Wop, a.k.a. Gucci Man. Now, I know a lot of y'all been saying y'all don't like skinny Gucci, y'all like fat Gucci. Well, skinny Gucci, the new Gucci, has come out with a clothing line. Now listen. I think he took a page out of the Kanye West design book. Guwap has come out with some jeans with a grass stain on them. Well, it's similar to a grass stain. And he said that this is the best product and the best jean product ever created. Now, me personally, if I'm going to pay this much money for some jeans and some overalls, I want them to be clean as a baby's bottom. That's what I want them to be. I want them to be clean as a brand new Cadillac that just got detailed by Murph's Magic Wheels. You know what I mean? I want it to be so clean that if it was a bald head, you'd be able to see through it. You remember on Drumline when he told a man to go in there and clean them drums? He said, I want to be able to see my face in it.
Yeah.
That's how clean I want my jeans to be if I spend $700. Guwap jeans are $700. Hold on, not yet. And then, he has some overalls as well. He's got overalls. The overalls are $1,400. $1,400, and they look like they are designed to look like they got a grass stain on them. Man, listen, I don't know who is telling Guwap and Kanye how to design clothes. So you remember Kanye clothes was tore up. They looked like they had been cut up by Freddy Krueger. Now, listen, I don't know who's telling y'all how to design clothes, but I think y'all need to stick to rapping. Now, T.I., he's got a good design of clothes. Jeezy had a good design of clothes. Jay-Z, Puff Daddy, they did a good clothing design. Guwap, I'm going to need to go back to the drawing board with this one. And I ain't mad because I can't afford it. I'm mad because it's got these damn grass stains on it. And it might be a little bit out of my price range, too, so I might be a little bit mad. Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. Guwap, $700 jeans and $1,400 coveralls. Woo.
No limit.
Coming up inside the Madhouse, it is a Wee Family Wednesday. Today, Anthony Morrow is joining the family. He's going to talk about getting out to vote, voter suppression, and, of course, getting you registered to vote. He's doing a big, big thing in the community this weekend. Anthony Morrow and You Vote Now is going to be doing something big. So we're going to hear from them coming up at the bottom of the hour. Right now, it is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Cut that music off and turn my music on. Right now. Today's word is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real. And why do they call me that, Larry?
Because it keeps it
100. Let's dive straight into the word with me. If you will, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Jessica, can I get an amen?
Amen.
No, amen. Just like that.
Amen.
Just like that.
Why
say
you
it.
Sound
just,
like a witch.
Larry, say it just like that. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Today's word ain't nothing new under the sun. The sun has been shining bright for years upon years. B.C., A.D., WTF, I don't, whatever the synonyms are, the sun has been shining for years. There's nothing new under Ecclesiastes 1:9 says, what has been will be again. You know what that means, Larry and Jessica? They gonna do it. They gonna do it. I done seen it. I done been through it. I done happened. It done happened before. See, people think what they doing now is something different. The hippies and the hipsters and the stoners think they doing something new. Y'all ain't doing nothing new. It's been stoners in the Bible. Abraham was a stoner. Abraham was a stoner, Larry, and the stoners always had something to do with the bush. Abraham and Moses, I'm convinced, were stoners. Moses was talking to a bush. Who talks to trees, Larry? Nobody talks to trees.
Amen.
Even the national whisperers, the tree huggers, they don't talk to trees, Larry, but Moses did. And Moses said that the tree told him to go tell the people that they is acting up. Trees don't tell people that they acting up. People tell trees that they acting up. It ain't new nothing. under the sun? Stoners are old, Larry. Abraham, he was a stoner. Why was he a stoner? Because he saw what in the bush? A ram! We don't even see rams in the United States anymore. Larry, stoners are not new. It's been done. You know who we have as stoners now? Snoop Dogg, ha, a great prophet. Wiz Khalifa, ha, a great prophet. Stoners have always been in the Bible. Ain't nothing new under the sun. What was my man's name years ago? Hide your kid. Hide your wife. They breaking in your house. They stealing your stuff. Huh. You know what that was, Larry? The first plague. Go in the house. Hide your kids because the plague was taking people's firstborns. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Ain't nothing new under the sun.
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 Say it just like that.
Ain't nothing new under the sun.
Ain't nothing new under the sun.
Ain't nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
Amen.
Say it just like that, Jessica. Amen.
Amen.
Just like that. You sound, that's prophesizing right there, Jessica. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
They gonna do it again.
They gonna do it again.
Stop doing what you think ain't been done.
Stop doing what you think ain't been done.
Stop doing what you think ain't been done.
Say it
just like that.
Stop what you think.
The doors of the church are now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And those were Burberry's thoughts.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his shit. No cap.
All right, it went down. Moneybagg Yo's birthday celebration took a turn for the worse last night. The rapper was partying in Las Vegas with his girlfriend Ari and Flynn and friends. Ari gave him a brand new 2020 Maybach. As Moneybagg and his squad were leaving a resort, multiple gunshots rang out. Someone caught the incident on video and someone is heard saying they're coming back. And then more gunshots ring out. No official word on if anyone was hurt during the shooting. If you want to see the video, I have it up for you on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Very, very scary incident. Glad that Moneybagg and his squad are okay. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
Coming up, we're talking to Anthony Morrow. He's got a big voter registration drive going down this Saturday right here in Charlotte. If you want to get registered to vote, you're not registered to vote, find out when and where and how it's going down. Up next, for We Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse, it's Power 98.
Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Take us everywhere.
Check us out on Facebook.
We're the plug. Power 98.
It's time for We Family Wednesday.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, and we all know how important this year is to get out. It's always important, but this year especially, it is very important to get out and exercise your right to vote. One of our big homies from the community, you know him from the NBA. Y'all say what's up to our big homie, Anthony Morrow. What's up, big dog?
Hi, Anthony!
What up, boy?
Tell us about this big voting thing you got going on. When, where, and how?
All right, I want to introduce Zion, and you can vote. You know, I really appreciate us being able to partner. Just to give y'all just a little briefing real quick, September 26th, 12 to 6, Revolution. We're doing a voter registration event. We're going to educate people on voting, educate them on voter suppression, and get people registered to vote. And I'm really looking forward to it because it's very important. The golf course is Dr. Charles Sifford Golf Course at Revolution Park, 1225 Remount Road. And I want Zion to please come in and talk about what we are going to do this coming Saturday.
Hi, sure. Thanks for having me on. I'm very excited and nervous at the same time. I will say that, but I am very excited to partner with the Anthony Morrow Charity. So I am with an organization called You Can Vote, and we not only do voter registration, but we also do voter education, basically breaking the misconceptions of voter suppression. And so coming out, we'll be doing a food distribution giveaway. So this food is coming from the food bank, and the airplane has provided a lot of food for us, so we will have plenty of food. So please come. Come prepared for receiving food up to 40 pounds. So we're really excited about that. And you can also get registered to vote. You'll be able to request an absentee ballot and get other voting education that you'll need. We'll also talk about what your rights are. So it's just going to be a great event. We'll have a DJ going on. We won't take up much of your time, but this is definitely important, and we want to make sure that we get you all plugged in for this upcoming election. I'm excited to have you all come out.
How often do you have people come up to you and say that they aren't registered to vote, or they're just not going to vote at all?
I mean, that's really the going thing. It's probably about 8 different responses that I get from people, but the biggest one is that they just don't vote. They don't believe in politics. And so a lot of times I just try to have conversations with them, because when you have conversations with people, they're giving you that, then you can really hear what the misconception is, or you can figure out what it is that's keeping them from being active voters. So that's really a lot of the culture in Charlotte. They just don't believe in it. They don't believe in the system, and I understand that, but a lot of times people are only voting in the presidential election. Most people don't even know that North Carolina has an election, if not every year, every 2 years, where the local elections is what directly affects mm-hmm. what happens here in Mecklenburg County. So that's where the change is, and so we can get people to be more aware of what the local elections is, and that can change their mind and their spirit about voting in general.
Anthony, want to know, why was it important for you to link with this organization and also get out the message of the importance of voting right here in this community, which is your hometown?
Well, for me, just knowing the importance of it, you know, from growing up here and understanding a lot of stuff my mom should tell me just about how important it is to vote locally and understanding what we need to do in terms of our communities, in terms of changing our communities. It's not just about presidential vote, you know, it's about making sure that we get the right people in office where we are right now. I'm just blessed that Zion and You Can Vote were able to, you know, reach out and able to do this coming Saturday, and I can do it right where I'm from, you know, West Charlotte, and I'm able to do it right here where we're from, and I got a lot of support from my people that's from where I'm from that's going to come out and support it, especially with it being so important this year for sure. It's a special movement for me. It's a special situation, and it's something that I pray, you know, I hope we can continue to do moving forward.
And you know what? Shout out to Zion when You Can Vote. Zion, a lot of people this year have been talking about the voters have to come out with ID. So how is that going to affect this year's election that you see, and is that still true for this year's election that you have to have your ID to vote?
Luckily, that is not true for this year. That was something that was, of course, on the pipeline that they were working on, but there are a lot of people on the ground advocating, because it is inhumane for them to do that. And of course, there's always reasons as to why voting is made more difficult. So actually, you don't need an ID this year. Now, if you are a first-time voter, then you will need to have some form of a utility bill or any kind of ID to prove that you live at your address. But if you're an active voter, you've voted in previous elections, and you are not required to have an ID at all.
And, of course, it's going down this Saturday. What time is going to take place, and how do we get there? So if we're not registered to vote, we can come out and register to vote as well, right?
That's correct. So register to vote, and if you don't want to go to the polls, then you can also do an absentee ballot request.
And what time is it going down Saturday?
It starts at 12.
Yep, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and we had the Dr. Charles Seifert Golf Course, Revolution Park, 1225 Remount Road, right there on the west side.
Man, you better say it like we on the west side of Charlotte. If you from Charlotte, or if you ain't from Charlotte, just come.
You already know.
It's only one golf course on the west side. It's on Remount Road.
Hey, we know that no limit.
I'm telling everybody else, if you coming from out of town, just get on Remount Road. You'll see the golf course. That's where you go.
Right? It's tucked away. You can't always just see.
I got to let them know.
It's right there on Remount. If you're from Charlotte, it's right there where the pool used to be.
Exactly. Revolution Park.
Yeah, just come to Revolution. So, you can't miss it.
They tore the basketball court down, put a golf course over there. That's where we at.
It is a beautiful golf course, by the way, too.
It's gorgeous. I love it over there, man. For real.
So this Saturday, man, we'll see both of y'all out there. And, of course, if you're not registered to vote here in Charlotte or in Mecklenburg County, make sure you come out. If you need any information about voting, like if you're a felon, you want to know, can you vote? Come out. We got all the information for y'all this Saturday from 12 to 6, man. Thank y'all for checking in with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, bro, thank you, man. You already know, man.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Power 98 WPET, good morning.
Good morning.
Who is this?
My name is
Quayla.
Hey, Quayla.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
I have a niche named Quayla. All right, so we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, Quayla, we taking that hood black card, all right?
I'll take my card.
What?
Okay, I'm ready.
What you got for me, Jessica?
Quayla, I need you to tell me who played Effie in the movie Dreamgirl.
Jennifer Hudson.
You are correct.
Ooh, she didn't even hesitate. What you got for Bert?
I need you to tell me what movie this is from. You let that tear bone, and I know I'm cuter than him. You let that tear bone, and I know I look better than him.
I don't even know.
No.
All right, your third and final question. You get this one correct, you win. You are Black Smart. If you do not, we taking that hood black card, all right?
Right.
In the movie.
In the wild.
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie.
Okay.
One of my favorite hood movies, ATL. What was T.I.'s little brother name in the movie? What did he call him? What was his nickname?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Oh, man.
Well, I know you done seen ATL like 50 times now.
I done seen it 100 times, and I can't even think of it. I'm drawing a blank.
You don't know what T.I. called a little brother in the movie?
Oh, my gosh.
Ah. Come on, baby. I try to keep it easy. You know, it's T.I. birthday week. We're going to celebrate the King birthday.
I know. I feel so bad.
Okay. I feel bad, too.
No.
Damn, man. Is she Black Smart? Hell no.
If you think you can win today, you think you can beat this person on Black Smart, because obviously they wasn't Black Smart. You want your chance to win these movie passes? Call in. You got to answer Burpee's question and my question. Both of them. 570-WPG is Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah,
call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say? It go down in the
deal. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. Madhouse question of the day. What was it today, Miss Jessica?
We wanted to know, can you be friends with your ex's new boo?
Oh, boy. This was a good one. And as soon as my phone unlocked, I'm going to tell you what the people said.
Well, while you're doing that, Shatara said, woo, growth. Money Q 96 says, yes. $2 trillion, what's going on? He says, absolutely, when it's over, it's over, and you should be happy for that other person's happiness. Desi Cole 83 says, what for? I have enough friends. Vane Major says, I can be cordial but not close. I'm definitely not hanging out or telling them any of my business, and that's only if kids are involved. And no children, then hell no, I won't have anything to do with them. Hunter Croning says, yes, I could be friends as long as the feelings are gone and we're having fun with this situation.
Farm Bay Nay says, yes, as long as I still don't want the D. If I still want him, I'm breaking him up, period.
Oh.
She nasty this morning. So good. My sister said, absolutely. Miss Moore said, yep, why should I be mad? She blessed me from someone that's not for me. Just Mika said, honestly, nope. That's not how my mind is set up. Big Six the Truth said, I don't know. Black Love Charlotte said, it depends and it takes time, especially if kids are involved. And Vaughn is Who I Am said, no, I have no reason to be friends with my ex-boo. Bye, child, bye.
Queen 2D said, first of all, F both of them.
Why are you so mad, though?
B. Henderson said, nope. Brittany Howard said, nah, not even. Couldn't rock that way. Becca D. said, nope. That was white Becca. Black Becca said, nope. XO Parker said, aside from kids, which I don't have, why would I? And this one here, Turner Heads 2012 said, my ex's new boo pretended to be my friend, and I say that because true friends will never date your ex. I have known her whole life. She came into our home, sat in my styling chair time after time for years, telling me about her life and knew exactly what he put me through, and now they're in a relationship. They are both narcissistic, self-serving, egotistical sociopaths, in my opinion. And mind you, I was married to him for 21 years, GTFOH, and she has the audacity to think that she and I are friends. Keep it moving, sis.
Wow. You might need to go see a therapist.
She need to call in. She need to call in the next time we do
visit. Dr. T is available.
Yeah.
Building Endurance, LLC, on Instagram, because that's a lot.
Woo. Alright, you know the voicemail is always open, 704-227-8780. Anything you heard on the show, you can comment on. If it's on your mind, let it off. Go ahead.
Ooh, good morning, working. We have Wednesday heifers. I tell you, y'all better get that money. I respect all my heifers at work. And them that's sitting at home on the EBT and on your butt, none ain't got no respect for you. But anyway, I ain't getting along with nobody that is even remotely close to any of my exes. Because we exes for a reason, honey. And anyway, they can't stand me anyway, because when we break up, we break all the way up. I ain't want to see you. I ain't want to smell you. I don't want to remember your taste. I don't want to remember your flavor. And you always want to remember this boomerang, but you ain't getting no more of it. So all of them be mad at me. That's why Mr. What the Hell can't stand me now, because he missed this boomerang. Ooh, yin, 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 yin.
This is Mr. What the Hell. Shout out to you, No Limit, Block Love Charlotte, and everybody that feed the homeless and help the homeless. Man, I've seen y'all in action, and it's a beautiful thing. And burping, let me help you out, man. You know, good and hell well, little Mexican kids or little Mexican girls don't wear dresses and Adidas. They wear dresses and cowboy boots. And let me help you out with the white people. White people, don't let nobody offend you because you like digging in your nose while you're driving and at the red light, and you up in your nose knuckle deep. Just make sure you got a wet wipe or Clorox wipe to wipe your finger off when you finish with your nasty ass. And another thing, white people, don't let nobody offend you because you like using the bathroom and don't wash your hands going to the table and eat. Just don't touch me or try to shake my hand with your nasty ass. And No Limit, you know the only reason why Toodles like the next big thing because it had the word booty in it. And you know that boy is just nasty. Oh, monkey ass.
That's a shame.
I've never seen a voicemail beef.
And yeah, they got a whole voicemail beef going. I don't think they ever really met.
Call up here and actually talk about each other on the actual phone.
They can call on the voicemail and beef. And I don't think they never met each other in person.
It's like a round. It's round one.
Bing, 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 bing. Who winning right now, to y'all? I think Toodles is winning right now.
They go back and forth so much. I don't even know.
Yeah.
All right. You got to start keeping score tomorrow.
You got it on your mind. Let it off. 704-227-8780. It's the Madhouse. Woo.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, September 23rd. Tamar Braxton is breaking her silence in a long Instagram post. She wrote, God, thank you for saving me. You know my true heart. Despite what the world may think of me, you kept me here for a reason. You are a God of second chances. And this second chance, I won't take for granted. You all can check out her full post. It is pretty lengthy. It's up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. But we wish Tamar nothing but the best on her.
Just wanted to get back and start doing well again. And hopefully she got all the help she needed and continues to get, you know, surround herself with people who truly, truly love her.
Well,
I don't be reading long Instagram posts.
That's your input to this conversation? So hold on, time out. Hold on. I just want to make sure that I have this right. Okay. I do a whole story about Tamar Braxton and her road to recovery. It's been a rough 2020 for rough. Okay. This woman almost tried to commit suicide. Her fiance is out here on Instagram just acting wild and everything like that. And we are discussing that because she has recently broke her silence.
Right.
She's coming back and she has this great inspirational message. And your input to this conversation is, I don't read long Instagram posts.
I don't like reading them long captions.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Burpee. All right. Whew.
Take too much.
Boy, child. Radio because I almost get to cussing. Chance the Rapper hopped on Twitter. Lord, is a, here come another dumb message. Chance the Rapper hopped on Twitter with a special message. He said, ask your mom who to vote for. Vote for who she says. He later explained that mothers have been through a lot and they should be able to give them some perspective. But that is not how Twitterverse took it. They clapped back saying, look, I don't even have the same political views as my parents sometimes. So this isn't going to match up.
Yeah, that was dumb, Jan.
Chance has been doing a lot of crazy things.
First of all, I would have taken that all the wrong way. Like, what are you saying? Don't be a menace. What you say about my mom?
But also, I wonder if Chance's mother says that she's going to vote for Kanye West. Because Chance got on Twitter and said that he would vote for Kanye West.
Ever since Chance canceled his tours, he ain't been the same.
It hasn't been the same.
I think he's going through something, too.
Speaking of mothers.
I think it's acid.
I might have to mute you for the rest of this segment. Because you are wildin'. Acid?
Yes.
Okay. Who does acid?
But I'm on one today. Okay. All right.
Put it in stamps. I've seen documentary.
I would never even want to take a drug called acid. Like, it's acid, folks.
You never heard of acid?
No, I've heard of it, but I'm saying, like, stop it when you think about it. It's called acid. Don't do that.
Black people do acid.
No, they don't. Not a black people do.
Put it right on their tongue.
No, they don't. I'm not going to let you do that to black people. No, they don't. No, they don't. It's not our drug.
Stop laughing. I'm being serious.
No, you're not.
I don't believe you. They're not going to talk about my brothers and sisters like that.
We don't do acid. Now, that's stuff we just don't do.
We do a lot of stuff. But we not don't do
acid.
No damn
acid ain't one of them. I ain't seen no black person
Burpee,
do
have
acid.
Have you ever done acid?
Hell no.
You talking like you're talking from experience. Somebody, they put it on a stamp.
I know some people that have done acid.
Some black people?
Black people. I know some black people that have done acid.
There's always an exception to the rule.
And you're from Concord. You know.
That's where I'm from, Virginia.
Black people in Concord do acid?
They do up there in Midland. Oh, they definitely do acid up in Midland. That's where they film Where the Hills Have Eyes.
I didn't say that. It was a question.
No, I'm saying.
I was saying. For the people out there in Concord, I did not say that. I was asking a question.
Bourbon said the people in Concord do acid. The black people.
All right. Y'all think they ain't did no acid before.
Butterfingers is coming over here in 5 seconds. Know that. Okay, real quick. Moneybagg Yo's birthday celebration took a turn for the worst last night. The rapper was partying in Las Vegas with his girlfriend and some friends. His girlfriend, Ari, she gave him a brand new 2020 Maybach. Well, as they were leaving the resort, multiple gunshots rang out. And someone caught this incident on video. It's very scary. And so people are riding by. You hear the gunshots ring out. And then people are still sort of walking and you hear someone go, oh no, they're coming back. They're coming back. And then the people start running again and you hear more gunshots running.
Wow.
If you all want to see the video, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Ms. Jessica. No official word on if anyone was hurt. Burpee.
What is it now, Burpee?
No.
What
is it now? Hold on, Larry. No, hold on. Don't you say nothing ignorant.
No, I have a question.
Here you go.
You said that they said, oh no, they're coming back. Why was your dumb ass still standing there?
No.
If the first shot.
Stop, Burpee.
I'm not going to stand in the same spot as somebody just shot at one time.
They could have been running saying that. Oh, no.
I'm not going to be in the area to see them coming back. No, Larry, you just shot the first time. Oh. You know why they stood right there in the same spot? Acid. It was high. Ha ha ha!
neighborhood.
Jessica, Jessica.
The neighborhood.
Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.